Welcome to Let's Clear the Air, a podcast sponsored by the Allergy, Asthma, and Sinus Center, dedicated to educating listeners about allergies, asthma, and immunology.
Well, welcome to Let's Clear the Air, all things allergy, asthma, and immunology. I'm your host, Liz Edwards. Today, I am with Dr. Jane Choi. We are in our Franklin, Tennessee location, and it's good to be with you.
Always good to be here.
And today, we are talking about food allergy, specifically as it applies to moms, new moms.
Yes.
With their littles and navigating introducing foods. You and I have had a lot of conversation about this. You know, the more we know, we feel empowered, and feeling like we have some guidance from you on how to navigate this is going to be very important to our listeners out there. What is the age, the youngest age of the patients that you see coming through our practice?
Really, you can have a food allergy from a very young age. We're talking infants. Mm-hmm. It can occur with some of the first foods, solid foods, that you start to feed your child. One common one that comes up for that reason is a common source of protein that we often first feed our children when they start taking in solid foods around the age of 5 or 6 months. Whom of us remember giving a little bite of scrambled eggs to
Yes.
our infants? So that is what we see most often with solid foods is egg allergy.
How does that present? How would I know? What should I be looking for?
It can really show up in a spectrum of ways. On the mildest side, you might see some redness around their mouth, a rash start to appear. But there are cases where it can be quite dramatic, and that first bite of egg can lead to a true systemic anaphylactic reaction where they might lose consciousness, start wheezing, have violent vomiting and diarrhea. So it can present in a variety of ways, which does add to that unease for young mothers introducing foods to their babies, and rightfully so.
I feel like it was 100 years ago when mine were little.
Yes.
And now we take a different approach. We're introducing things earlier.
Yes.
And up front. And so if a mom is listening and suspecting that they might have food allergy, what would a typical office visit look like here?
Absolutely. So there is a lot of misunderstanding, I feel like, about the age at which we can reliably skin test for food allergies.
Okay.
I've had many patients come in and say, well, I didn't bring them in because I thought that they were too young for
Right.
allergy testing. That's actually not correct. You can allergy test accurately to food starting from the age of 0 weeks old.
Okay.
And so we often skin test to just the necessary foods that are relevant at ages of 5, 6, 7 months. So there is no age where you're too young to be tested. Now, whether you ought to be tested for the food is a different story. But mm-hmm. in the right clinical scenario, it's often accurate and very useful and quick to do allergy skin prick testing to the foods that you're concerned about, such as egg.
Is egg allergy something that can be outgrown?
It absolutely often is.
Okay.
It is probably one of the most satisfying food allergies to diagnose and treat.
Okay.
Because on one end of the spectrum, it can present quite dramatically mm-hmm. and be a severe allergy in an infant who is 5, 6, 7 months old. They presented with hives, angioedema, even anaphylaxis. And then as we follow that allergy over time, the natural history of egg allergy in the majority of patients is that it decays on its own naturally
oh.
over time. And so it is a matter of watching and waiting. For many patients, in fact, greater than 70 to 80% of patients, 2 years after the presentation, they have often fully outgrown the egg allergy. And there are steps that we take along with the families to monitor for how quickly that egg allergy is decaying so that you know when you can safely move up what we call the egg allergy ladder.
Yes. Okay. So it is a process. It's a journey. And then you and I were talking most recently, there's been not new. Xolair is not a new biologic to be on the market, but it was just approved for
yes,
food allergy.
Yes, we are very excited in the world of allergy
yeah.
for the use of Xolair in children down to the age of 1 who have food allergies, even multiple food allergies. Mm-hmm. Xolair, as you alluded to, is something that we have had in our community for over 20 years. It is an anti-IgE monoclonal antibody. It is a simple injection that is given subcutaneously, so similar to insulin for a diabetic. Mm-hmm. And by blocking IgE, it has been shown that it can significantly attenuate life-threatening food allergic reactions. So, in essence, by receiving this injection every 2 to 4 weeks under the skin, it could be administered at home. It would protect a child who has a serious food allergy from having a serious adverse reaction if they accidentally ingested that food. It increases their threshold to reacting to that food tremendously.
That is a relief for so many families.
Absolutely.
Out there. Is every child or every person with a food allergy a candidate for a Xolair?
So that will depend on a variety of things. We are
okay.
still waiting on what the exact criteria will be for insurances to approve this medication.
Mm.
We expect that news to come down the line.
Yeah.
And then, as I mentioned, if you have a child with egg allergy, because so many of them outgrow it, they won't necessarily need Xolair. So monitoring
right.
your child's food allergy with a board-certified allergist to see if they will need that long-term is another criteria. The third will be to make sure it is a true food allergy. There are many patients who have adverse reactions to foods that are intolerances and not anaphylactic food allergies. And so all of that can be sorted out and should be sorted out with an allergist. But absolutely, a great number of patients right now with confirmed severe food allergies that have not been outgrown, this is a large, large ray of hope for them.
You mentioned the symptoms to be looking out for, you know, that would present early on. And I know a lot of moms of littles and infants, we tend to monitor the diaper. What's going on all the time? You know, did they get are they dehydrated?
Sure.
Would a food allergy ever present in stool or any type of bathroom changes?
So it would only in the sense that if something that's very aggressive and violent from a GI perspective happens within 30 to 60 minutes of eating that food.
Okay.
So that would be like projectile vomiting,
yep.
projectile diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
But in the sense of just looking at a regular diaper soiling,
right.
that would not necessarily tell us whether they're allergic to that food or not. Anaphylactic reactions are what we call immediate hypersensitivity. So
mm-hmm.
within usually 15 to 30 minutes, at the most an hour with a food, there is histamine release that can cause not only in the GI tract, but in the skin and the respiratory organs, immediate histamine release that causes those symptoms. So apart from immediate diarrhea and violent vomiting, generally
your stool.
That is so
great to know.
Yeah,
that is so great to know. This has been so enlightening and promising. There's a lot of hope
yes,
on the horizon.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
This is something that I have been waiting for since I finished training in 2002. We were looking at the clinical trials and the data for
yeah.
anti-IgE treatment of food allergies. And here we are 20 years later, and it's coming to fruition. So it's wonderful.
This is great news. Well, it's so great to be with you today. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Let's Clear the Air. Please consider following this podcast, and remember, if you want helpful and accurate information about allergies and asthma, our allergy experts are here to clear the air.